now at just approaching 10 o'clock. For a number of years now, we've supported the work that the sport of rugby league has done in London and its surrounding counties. Not only are there increasingly southern-bred players emerging through the professional ranks, but the community and grassroots clubs are competing as well in their divisions. The most recent example is that of a school in Surrey called Howard of Effingham. 12 months ago, they began playing rugby league with their Year 7 class, and just last week, they managed to get the same class to have a coaching session with the former England captain, Jamie Peacock, because they're national champions. They won the competition in their first year, beating teams, get this, from the traditional heartlands of the sport in the final at Wembley. It was an exceptional day, and just last week I went along to their training session with Jamie Peacock as they prepared for their Year 8 campaign, and having seen them before the final early this year, their PE teacher and coach Shane Burkett told me it's been a bit of an incredible few months.
What a fantastic story. Hey there, last time we spoke, it was just leading up to Wembley into the final. The boys went there and it was a fantastic game. You know, we just pulled it off in the last 8 minutes or so. And the boys haven't looked back. We started off coming back in September. The boys wanted to come to school earlier to get the rugby league going. And since then we've been playing a couple of tournaments with the London Broncos, and we're hosting 3 rugby league festivals up here. At the home of rugby league now, so to speak, with all the local schools in the area. They're going to come over, they've seen our story. We've won the Guildford Sports Young Team of the Year, and on Monday we just found out that we've been shortlisted for the Surrey Sports Team of the Year as well, so for these rugby league boys. So yeah, it's looking very promising this year.
I know that your role as a PE teacher involves more than just rugby league, but from the rugby league aspect of it, I mean, how good has this year been for you?
It's been fantastic. I mean, my job really is promoting sport in the school in the area. And with this talented squad of boys, they can do all the talking for me, really. You know, the press love them. They are so keen. They're fantastic lads. The whole school's talking about it. The head is so supportive of us. She'll do anything to, you know, to keep these boys in the limelight, so to speak, and give them every opportunity they can get. So it has been a fantastic opportunity. To be honest, our boys, I think, in lessons actually prefer the rugby league and the rugby union in the 6 weeks of the PE scheme. So we are seeing so many more players now develop. And in this squad, last year we had 17, we're now on 36. And again, out of those 36, any of them really can make that 13. So yeah, fantastic.
They've also entered every year group in the Champion Schools competition this year. And whilst I was down there as well, I couldn't get away without having a chat with England captain, or former England captain, Jamie Peacock. The Leeds Rhinos prop told me he's impressed really with what he saw and what's been done to spread the game in the South.
It just shows what great work's been done in and around London area and down south. And it's things people don't hear about up north, you know, unless you really pay attention and dig down into it. But like you say, rugby league's really growing down here, and especially to win at Wembley. I mean, that's a real achievement. And to beat Castleford High, I mean, Castleford's a hotbed of rugby league. It's you know, they win it nearly every other year. And to beat them, I think it's a fantastic achievement.
You've just been out on the field, you were putting them through a few drills. They were having a good run at you, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, yeah. They showed no fear, and they've got some sense about the game. Obviously, a few union converts, but yeah, they showed great attitude out there. That's the key thing to being a good rugby league player, is having a good attitude, and I can see why they won at Wembley.
When you see a side like this, I mean, you've obviously done a few bits of outreach with, you know, Leeds Rhinos and back in the north. Do you notice any different? Are they any better? Are they any the worse? Or, you know, are they just as good?
I think, you know, it's a little bit different. So obviously, the guys who come from Union tend to run a little bit lower, but that's about it. It's just, you know, making sure the skill levels are right and picking those up. But it's just fantastic to see them playing it like this, and obviously to see them win. I think it's just great for the game. You know, that's how you end up building up a strong professional game in London. I think it's through this. It's through roots, and, you know, through the roots, get the roots growing, and the tree will grow afterwards.
And talking to Shane as well, he says these lads are really enjoying the game of rugby league. It's not something that they've just been forced to do and they play it because they have to. They've really enjoyed what they've done, and I guess that's a real sort of tick in the rugby league column, isn't it?
Yeah, you can see that with the enthusiasm levels today. They're very high, they've got lots of energy, and you can see they want to do things, and that's great. You know, they're not being forced to play, they're doing it out of choice, which is always good for the game. And we all know it's a great game to play and a great game to watch as well.
Former England rugby league captain Jamie Peacock talking to me also said as well that former Harlequins or London Broncos coach Brian McDermott is always waxing lyrical about the development of the sport in London while now head coach at Leeds Rhinos.